Today is November the 21st, 1980. This is Faustina Sharp interviewing Clinton Borkman at his home in Castroville, Texas. I'm interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Clinton, where were you born?
In Castro, Medina County.
When were you born?
In January the 4th, 1920.
Did you live out in the country? Did you live on a farm, or were you in town?
I lived in the country all my life, except when I went to school in the parochial school and kept the school here.
Mm-hmm. And then did you live with a relative?
I lived with my parents on the farm, but in Castroville I lived with my grandma.
Do you remember anything good that your grandma cooked when you were little?
I don't even know no more. Those have been a long time ago, because that's the time we made our communion. We had to go to school here in the Catholic school.
So you didn't have anything different than you had at home?
No, because see, that we lived so close to our grandma up there on the farm that then they bought some property here in Castroville, and she moved to Castroville after Grandpa died.
Mm-hmm. Did you have milk cows? And
that's what mostly we lived on the farm, was milk cows, because we had cream cheese, we had our cream, we had clabber, and what else you want better than that?
That's right. Did you ever eat the clabber?
Yeah. Clabber is very good.
I like it too. What did you eat it with?
Once in a while we put sugar on it, but a little sugar, not too much sugar, was real good on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat anything with it?
No, just clabber. Ate it right out of the bowl.
Mm-hmm. And what else did you do with the milk products?
Well, we milked for ourselves. That's all we did. We just used it for cream cheese, cooked cheese, and for cooked cheese we had to let it rot.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about making cooked cheese.
Well, you first let it dry, drip out on the wash line in a sack, and then you put it in a pan, and you put it in a warm place until it got gooey.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of smelled a little bit strong, but it was good.
Really,
and you could eat it either that way, or put it in the frying pan, put a little cream or something on the bottom, or some butter, or whatever, and then put it in there and cook it. And that warm cooked cheese and homemade bread.
Mm, there's nothing there.
No, but that's where all the calories come from now, they say.
Yeah. See that crust in the bottom?
Oh. We ate all the crust, the cheese crust out of the pan.
That was so good.
Oh, that was good.
Did you ever eat molasses with cream?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we always had molasses and always had homemade preserves.
Did you have fruit trees on the...
I believe we had a few of them, but we always had our own garden, you know, and we always raised vegetables.
Did you make any kind of wild jellies like egg reader?
Well, egg reader, I believe we made a little jelly out of them, but Papa used to make wine.
Wine.
Out of egg reader wine, and that always was very good wine.
Describe how you made that.
I don't even know exactly no more how you made all that wine, but anyway, we had to get the berries, and he made the wine.
That was the hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, the hard work was getting the berries and then clean them and get all the bugs out of them.
How did you clean them? Did you have any method?
No, we just went through them. Picked them out after we had them.
That agri-eater wine is really good.
Yeah, that's some of the best wine you can get around here, I think, anyway.
Did you make any grape wine?
I don't think so, because we was too far away from grapes.
Mm-hmm. You weren't along the river.
No, we weren't along the river. But I don't remember probably having a still years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was it very complicated?
No, it was very simple. Old Billy Foos is the one that fixed it, and, you know, fixed them for everybody around here.
He had a patent on them.
He had a patent on them, I guess. No, he didn't have a patent, but he made them for everybody. Mm-hmm. He probably got, you know, a little booze on the side there.
Mm-hmm. What did they make the booze out of?
Crushed corn, and I think they used yeast, and a lot of times they used peaches and dried peaches. They bought dried peaches and sugar, whatever. They made beer too, you know. Mm-hmm. Always had yeast and beer and sugar, you know. They buy sugar in 100 pounds sacks those days, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Then it was distilled, and it was run through copper tubing,
and it was filtered. Most times I think they run it through charcoal, you know, just let it plain old charcoal like we get out of the fireplace, you know. Mm-hmm. Through that, and then they put it in a barrel and let it age for about a year and put oak chips in it.
Oh, that was good.
It was good. It was better liquor than they buy today.
Yeah. So you had cheese and milk, and did you have chickens?
Yeah, we had, we always had chickens. We had eggs, we ate a lot of eggs, and we ate the old hens.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we had chickens, we always had stewed chicken with gravy, and then we had noodles with it.
And did you have, were they homemade noodles?
Yeah, they were all homemade. Everything was homemade. With the homemade bread, it was homemade noodles. Bought the flour in 100-pound sacks. And the beans, most of the time we ate a lot of beans too. Especially on Friday, we always ate, you know, that was beans, noodles, and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times sour gravy. But that was our Friday meal anyway.
Did you tell me your mother made rivola?
Yeah, rivola soup. She made, and a lot of times she just made the rivola. You know, it was the same thing as noodles, and we used sour gravy on the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the rivola.
Describe your sour gravy. Tell me how you.
I don't know how it was made no more, but it, you know, it was a gooey looking thing, clear, mm-hmm. with, you know, and it had stripes in it. I don't know how it was.
But it tasted good.
Oh, man, it was good. It was good on that noodle.
Mm-hmm. Did you use stewed fruit with your noodles, too?
Not too much. We never had, you know, we never had, yeah, we never had too much fruit around where we was.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about using molasses a while ago. Did you make molasses?
Yeah, we had molasses. Press and made molasses years ago, and then after our molasses pan went bad, my uncle had a molasses press and a pan, and so we went there and finished it, and nobody made too much molasses anymore, and then it finally all died out.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe that from the very beginning, from the cane?
Well, we always planted about 12 rows of cane. And they wasn't too short, you know, too long of rows. Well, they were average,
mm-hmm.
about 900 feet or something, 300 yards long. And that would give us enough molasses for the whole year. And we kids had to go out there and strip all that cane. And it was in the hot time of the year. Most of the time, Mama went along yet. The whole family went out there, and that was hot. That was the hardest work, of stripping the cane. Yeah.
Then how did you juice it?
Well, then we cut it off, and topped the seed off it, and cut it off, and loaded it on a wagon, two mules, and taking it to the press, and piled it up there, and run it through there, and put one of the mules on the press, and went on around.
How long did you have to cook it?
I think if we wanted to run two batches, we always had to start around 4 o'clock in the morning. So we'd get two batches done by, you know, by that night. Yeah. So, you know, you could have daylight on the last batch yet.
How did you store it?
In 5 gallon, just tin cans. That's all.
Hmm. And then did you label it out then as you needed it?
Yeah, we usually put it in jars and gallon jars.
Did your folks use a lot of? Did they kill a lot of wild things like wild game?
Not too much. Most time, if we had any wild game, in those days there wasn't any deer around. It was just rabbits mostly. That's about all, just rabbits.
Mm-hmm. How'd your mother cook the rabbits?
Stewed most of them. Never had any. You know, we never fried too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you have quail?
No. No quail. Mm-hmm. Never had quail.
Doves?
Doves. No, the shells were too expensive. You couldn't shoot them.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You had to get something big, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something about Christmas, Clint, about what y'all did at Christmas time?
Well, we never had Christmas until, well, every Christmas Eve we had Christmas, and we had somebody, I think one of the neighbors always played Santa Claus, you know, until everybody knew, you know, about what Santa Claus was. But the Christmas tree decorations were real apples hanging on the cord with a string, and peppermint candy, cookies, and we had all them cookies. Those are the cookie cutters that Mama used to have to make cookies up there on that wall.
Are those homemade cookie cutters?
Yeah, and those were the cookies that she used to cut, you know, and hang them. We had to hang, you know, make them for the Christmas tree, put strings on them.
Do you know who made the cookie cutters?
No, I don't. I don't know who made them. But all I know that Mama had them, and I think they actually come from my great grandfather, because he was a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. And he soldered them.
Yeah.
What kind of cookies did you usually have?
A lot of Ennis cookies, molasses cookies. That was your two main cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you didn't
did
have
you,
any.
Did you put the Ennis cookies out in the sun?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe she maybe did. Yeah, I think she put them in the oven most of the time.
Did you make any sugar cookies?
Yeah, sugar cookies, Ennis cookies, and
molasses
cookies.
Mm-hmm. Then did you have anything special to eat, like on Christmas Eve?
Well, I don't even know no more. I don't know that what we had. I don't think so. You know, Christmas was just mainly just you know, to get toys and
children.
Yeah, and we was allowed one little package of firecrackers. They used to have them, you know, you could buy them for a nickel those days. And that's all we had, just one package. And that was our Christmas most of the time.
Great.
Yeah.
Did you have any special food, like did you have a turkey or anything on Christmas Day? Did you mother raise turkeys?
We might have had chicken instead of turkeys. We had turkeys sometimes later on, but I think there's more chicken than turkeys. Because we always had a bunch of chickens, always had eggs, and even later on I know that we sold eggs, you know, you know, when we was kids, you know, later on.
Did you have any hogs?
Oh, yeah, you always raised your own hogs. You had to. Always had a sow, kept a sow back, and somebody in the neighborhood had a boar, so we always had to haul the sow to the boar.
What'd you do with the little pigs then?
Well, we kept them and raised them, and then, you know, and then most. For breeding the sow, we had to give a pig away, you know, to the guy that owned the boar. And that was his breeding fee. So he got a pig and might have sold one or two, and, you know, for whatever, they brought a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm. How many did you kill a year? How many
years? Well, most of the time just about three. Mm-hmm. Two or three. Three of them, I think that was about the most we killed.
Describe your hog killing.
Well, I don't know too much about them, but we always wait for a cold day, and then we get the hog. Well, we go shoot the hog in the pen and get it over there. Most of the time it was so damn big it always taken all the neighbors to help bring it over to where we scraped it, scalded it. We hung it on, we had some big mesquite trees, and real tall. And we hung it on there, and we had a barrel of hot water below it, and we'd dip it. Mm. That's the way they used to do it, you know. Now they skin them and scald them just on the boards.
That was hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was hard work that time.
Did you make blood sausage?
Yeah, we made blood sausage, not as much as liver, head sausage or liver sausage. We always made, you know, more so. Mm-hmm. Blood sausage, I don't know, nobody liked them years ago. And I like them, but the rest of them never did like them too much, because they're always scared of that blood. But after it's
nobody
cooked,
wants to catch the blood.
After it's cooked, once it's all the same.
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
Did you make liver sausage?
Yeah. We always made liver sausage. That comes from the head. Sometimes we kill the calf or something like that and split it with somebody, and we put some calf meat with it. Then we cook the heads and made, you know, head sausage out of it, or liver sausage, but always the same thing. Head sausage and liver sausage didn't make any difference, mm-hmm. except one had liver in it and the other one didn't.
Did you make any gallery then, or?
Yeah.
Head cheese?
Yeah, head cheese or gallery. We called it gallery. Mm-hmm. And we always made that from the snoot, the ears, the pig feet, and
what
all
did
that.
What did you put it in? Gallery?
In what kind of?
And what kind of casing?
Oh, we didn't know. That's chilled in little pans. You put that in little pans.
What is it that you put in the pig stomach?
That's Schwarzmager.
Schwarzmager.
Yeah, Schwarzmager.
Now, how you make that?
I don't know. Some of the older people put some rind and stuff in there and meat, and then cooked it. And after it was cooked, they put it on a table. And I put a board over it and put a lot of rocks on it to make it flat, you know, instead of round. So they flatten it out and make a nice square slices out of it.
Slice. How did they clean that stomach?
They just put a little slice in it and turn it inside out and scrape it just like you did the casings.
Oh.
You cleaned all your pork casings. And if you had any calf casings, you cleaned all of those. You never bought no casings.
Yeah, and turn them inside out and
scrape
them.
Scrape them, and then you wash them, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And they're cleaner than these are now.
Oh, they are. Were they pretty tough? I mean, you didn't.
Yeah, most of the time. From an older hog, older animal, they was always tough. You know.
They didn't break or anything.
No. We even used the big casings, you know, the big intestines, which are, that's where a lot of times the liver sausage went in those big ones.
You still find liver sausage in those.
Yeah, in those big cases.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's nothing went to waste except the squeal on a hog.
That's all. That's absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you made regular sausage too.
Yeah. We most of the time you just kill the hog and hung it up on the tree overnight and let it cool out. Sometimes it was so cold it was froze the next morning. Then you had to go fool with that meat all day long, and it was cold. Then we had pork bones, salted pork bones. Why, man, they was good.
What did you make out of salted pork bones?
Well, we just boiled them off again, and they had all the seasoning on them, and they was real delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And the sausage, you know, after they was smoked and kind of dried on, we put them in a crock and with some hog lard and sealed them up in a crock, and we had sausage for summer.
And that preserved it. Huh?
That preserved it.
Hmm. Where'd you smoke this stuff?
Well, we had a smokehouse. I don't know. We had a couple of just one smokehouse. But later on, we built another one before we left home or something. But we had a real old smokehouse.
Did you have any of the neighbors in to help?
Oh yeah, all the neighbors come when you butchered like that. Everybody helped each other.
Did you have a feast then that day?
Yeah, well, most time you cooked something that was real easy, like maybe some bones, or a lot of times if nobody wanted the hog liver, we put the hog liver on the coals and cooked it, and then you cut the ashes off, and that was real good in there. That was real good. That
was really?
Oh yeah, that was real delicious that way.
Convinced me.
You don't like liver.
I love liver, but I don't know if I could eat it like that.
No, but it was well cooked though. It just like, you know, be barbecued, you know, heat
just
on it.
Slice it.
Yeah.
Did your family have a garden?
Yeah, we always had a garden. We had a lot of ladies. We grew it ourselves. We had a lot of times in the evening we had pancake and lettuce, you know, rolled up. Like they have a tortilla now, you know, we just rolled a bunch of lettuce up. And all we had on the lettuce was just pepper and salt and a little vinegar.
Good. Did you make any turnip crap or sauerkraut?
Yeah, there's the turnip cutter, and that was, I don't know who made it. My grandpa, I guess, made that turnip cutter. They always had turnip crop. They made it just like sauerkraut.
Describe that turnip cutter for me, Silla.
Well, that turnip cutter's got a blade where you push the turnip over, and it's about every eighth of an inch, or between 8 1/4 of an inch, that it cut it again, and it would come out in strips. And it had a box to put the turnips in and a board on top of it to slide over it so you wouldn't cut your fingers.
Did you put it in, did you put this in crocks?
Yeah, that was put in crocks. And it was made just like the old time sauerkraut would be in a barrel.
And how did you make an old time sauerkraut?
Oh, I don't know no more how, you know. Well, the old time sauerkraut was made in a crock too, like we did. We just, I don't know, it mostly was just salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
It fermented.
And did you pack pudding thing on top of
it? Yeah,
that?
You had to put a board and a rock on it to hold it down, in the water. It formed its own water.
What did you serve then with this pickled turnip? How did you cook it?
That went with your pork bones, pickled turnips, you know, that went good with your pork bones that you cooked.
You seasoned them with the pork bones.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about Easter? Was there anything different about Easter?
No, I don't think so. When we was kids, well, I don't think they painted their eggs, or whatever you want to call them, painted, I guess, with onion peelings,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes leaves and all that, you know, kind of like that. That's the only way colored egg that we ever seen when we was little.
That's Did you use did you have red eggs? Did you use a red onion leaf?
No, they didn't know anything about it. It was just a yellow onion, and that's all.
They made pretty eggs.
Yeah. I thought there was something else, but I just can't remember that they used to color them eggs. Different type of leaf, I believe, yet.
Sumac, maybe?
I don't know. I just...
Did your mother make New Year's bread?
Yeah, they always had New Year's bread. That was an old-time habit that I guess the Alsatians had around here, was New Year's bread.
Clint, do you think a lot of these recipes came from the old country? When you ran to France, did you run into these same foods?
Well, it's a lot like it, you know. It changed over there like it did here. And I think over there it was on the same order. Because they might have had better places to get it. You know, they were lived closer together than they did here, and they had better communications with other people.
Mm-hmm. And it was a little easier to buy the food.
Yeah, it was easier to buy the food and get different things over there than it than it was here at first, because now, it changed now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about spices? What kind of spices were the most prevalent? What kind of?
Salt and pepper.
Did you use any garlic? Did you?
Salt and pepper, garlic, onions. We raised our own onions, we raised our own garlic, but that's all. You never used hardly anything besides mm-hmm. that. Very.
No paprika or anything.
No,
like
no. The only time, I don't remember being bigger, but they bought cinnamon and all that stuff for cookies and, mm-hmm. Make, mm-hmm. Mama used to make a good molasses cake, and I don't know what she used in there, but that was real good.
It was a cake instead of a cookie?
It was a cake, and that was real good.
Hmm.
And I still don't know how she made it, and she don't remember either anymore.
She probably didn't have a recipe, huh?
Probably didn't. And it was so moist.
Hmm.
Real moist, and
was it a layer cake?
No, it was just a pancake.
A pancake.
The flat, what they call,
Like a pound cake or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. Yeah, pancake.
Did you put an icing on it there?
No.
Just plain. Did you eat it warm?
It was warm. It was better, but cream was always plentiful in our house, so we always had cream.
Did your mother make pastita?
I don't think so. I don't believe she ever made pastita pie. She could have, but I don't. A mince pie. She used to make a mince pie. I know that.
Did y'all make mince meat at home?
No. Only later on, when I was older, I remember one time my daddy killed a deer one time, and he had some extra meat, and we made dried meat out of it. And I guess he knew how to make it. I don't know where he learned it from, but he made and put cornmeal on it. And put it in, then hung it up in a sack later on after it was dried, and keep it. And then Mama would cook some of that and make a cream gravy on it.
Like jerky?
Yeah, it was jerky.
Mm-hmm. Describe jerky. Tell me how you make that.
Jerky, you slice thin and you beat it with the old time tenderizer hammers or hammer type, and hang it, put pepper and salt on it, and hang it on the wash line. Because years ago they put cornmeal on it, but we don't no more.
Mm-hmm.
We just leave it just plain meat.
Do you think that came from over there, or do you think they did it here for survival?
I think they did it here for survival. Because over there in Elsie's, it's the temperature's colder, and they haven't got no flies,
mm-hmm.
and they had better facilities there to keep your meat,
they had cellars and everything.
They had cellars, and it's always around 50, mm-hmm. Between 50 and 60 there, no cellars.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they may have learned that from the Mexicans or the Indians?
That's hard to say. I wouldn't say, they had to learn it somewhere from here. Because, see, even sometimes you read a story where somebody taking out a piece of jerky to eat on or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to come from here somewhere. It's the Indians probably.
I'd
say the Indians,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because the Indians knew how to preserve their meat before the rest of them did here.
Sure they
had. Yeah.
Your buffalo. Did you, like on Sundays, did you come down to Castroville, and was it a special occasion? Did you have anything special to eat then?
When we was, I'd say, when I was the youngest one, and I was 15, I guess, or better, we used to come down. We had an old Model T then. We used to come down and go to church on Sundays, and then we ate dinner. A lot of times we went to our uncle up there, Henry Berkman.
Mm-hmm.
We went over there to eat dinner. Most time they did that, and that was a custom, I guess they did. And we first went home that evening, sometime around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Did you ever make ice cream?
Not until we was I don't know, later on in years, because we never got to any ice.
There wasn't any.
There was no ice.
There
was no ice. Yeah, but we didn't have no way to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We was only with a buggy and a horse, or a horseback, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have it when you were here. Did you ever make Parisa?
No. They never made. I don't think they ever made that years ago. They could have. But it kind of fell back, and then they started it over again. Because
mm-hmm.
in Alsace, they have almost the same thing, which they call tartar.
Mm-hmm.
So they bound to know something about it.
They probably didn't have the fresh meat, did they, to make it with?
I don't think so.
How did y'all get your meat other than?
We didn't have too many meats except chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and pork was our main meat.
Were there any butchers that came over?
Yeah, later on we had a butcher come by. He'd come by twice a week. Johnny Sitter, he had a little meat wagon. He'd come by. But the meat was, well, you didn't have too much money. You just bought maybe a steak or a soup bone.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't keep it anyway.
No, you couldn't keep it anyway, you know. You just
mm-hmm.
bought enough for that day and the next day.
Maybe a little variety, though.
Yeah.
Now, how did this meat wagon keep his meat cool?
Well, he had a ice box. He didn't have no refrigeration. It was an ice box, and he had a few hunks of ice laying in. It wasn't too cool either. But we didn't have that many flies as we have now. Those days, you know, we didn't have too many flies. Because a lot of times, a lot of people didn't even have windows in their home, you know.
No glass.
No, yeah, no, just no screens. Mm-hmm. They had glasses, you know, but they opened the windows and there wasn't that many flies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we even had them nets we have now.
We probably didn't have as much contamination.
No.
How did you keep your butter and milk cool?
We had a little safe on the outside of the porch and had sacks over it and had them wet, kept them wet. Sometimes we hung it in the water well in a sack. That's the way we kept the beer cool too. Later on, I remember, you know, after it got bigger,
mm-hmm.
we had to hang the beer in the well, in a sack, and pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was, see, well water's about 65 degrees. And that's the temperature they have over there. You know, they drink their beer over there in Elsa's about 65.
Mm-hmm.
It's around 60 degrees.
It's not real cold.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a bucket with water in the...
Yeah. We had an old wooden bucket with water with a dipper in it.
How'd you keep that cool?
Well, if it got warm, we poured it out and went to the well and got another bucket. Got another bucket full. And that was always fresh well water. It always tasted, you know, cool and tasted good.
When you went out to the field, did you come